This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. It's about time this show came up with a new idea. Once again, it's time to play Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. Now, here's your overrated host, Chad Hartman.
Okay, I'm going to break my rule on this. My game, I get to break a rule, and it's on a serious one. Because when we go with overrated, underrated, properly rated, we want more making light of stuff, right? Not too serious, but occasionally we will dabble in the is serious. I don't know Katie's last name. I'll just call her Katie because her family may want me not to mention her last name. I don't know. I knew Katie because she was an usher at Target Center. And I worked Wolves games from the second year until the 17th year. And Katie came on, I'd say, a few years into that. And Katie worked pretty much right behind where I broadcast games. Now it'd be right where you see Dave Benz and our guy Jim Pete. And Katie worked that area, lower part of like in between 133 and 132. So you probably saw her on TV in the background, if you care about the Wolves, hundreds and hundreds of times. Every single time I saw Katie, I'm exaggerating zero. Every time I saw her, smile on her face. Every time I saw her, some kind comment. Maybe I would see her, you know, seven times that day. A smile. She was incredibly decent. She was gracious. She did her job extraordinarily well. And I didn't see a second of the Wolves yesterday. And it sounds like I missed a pathetic performance. Losing to the Grizzlies without Ja Morant. Come on. But I saw my friends Jeff Mienicke and Johnny K, John Krasinski, tweeting out that Katie had died unexpectedly. And the Wolves, in a truly classy gesture, had a moment of silence for Katie, because when you work at places for long periods of time, or short periods of time, people are, as being put, are part of the fabric. Right? Every office has that. Parts of your life, you have that. And especially if you work at a place like I did for 16 years where there's 19,000, well, sometimes sometimes there's 19,000 Adam. Sometimes there's 7,000. But Katie was there every damn time. And I was genuinely sad because I felt like I knew her through there. But did I really know what her life was like outside that? Not a ton. So, Katie, if you're listening somewhere, you were one of the best. And you will be absolutely missed. And I'm sure your family is struggling with the fact that you passed away this unexpectedly. Okay, let me transition. There's no other way, but I'll do it here. We now have an apple, Adam and Dan, the Cosmic Crisp apple, where they are suggesting this apple is going to be edible for over a year. You know who's gonna buy this apple? The laziest people on planet Earth. You really?
What, you mean it'll be fresh for a year?
Yes. Yes. You really need to, either you're that busy or you're that much of a hermit that you want it once a year, Carter. I don't know, do you get like 50 of them? Do you get like 500 of them?
I guess you could buy in bulk then.
I mean, like,
cheaper overall. Yeah. Now, this is the, I've read stories about the Cosmic Crisp. I did not know it was
good for a year,
but it has origins, of course, with the Minnesota-made Honey Crisp apple, which you and I know is terribly overrated.
Properly rated.
Overrated apple.
Properly.
The lineage of the Cosmic Crisp, while I think it is a Washington-developed apple, is...
I don't trust it.
Roots based here in Minnesota.
Carter, I don't trust...
One of us, in other words.
We'll claim it some way. I'm not trusting an apple that is good for a year.
Now, that doesn't say... That seems... That
what are we doing, Carter?
Nasty preservatives involved.
Dan, what are we doing to this apple that is good enough? And by the way, how lazy are you that you think, okay, I'm good for a year? I get if it's like your can of whatever.
Right.
You know, your can of bean soup.
You don't expect... Nobody expects fruit to stay fresh for a year. I mean, who's even out there asking for that, that they spent the time to develop this?
No one.
You know, with this one apple, it only lasted a month and a half. I could really use like 6 months. We're going to give you a year.
You know who? Kaczynski. When he went off to Carter. That Ted Kaczynski, when he went off the cabin to write the manifesto.
Should have called it the Unabomber apple.
Exactly. Carter, if they had some fun, they would have called it the Unabomber. Said, hey, when Kaczynski went away, we gave him this apple. He was good. Did you Google the apple here?
Yeah, it's Honeycrisp and Enterprise. That's hybrid parentage. Washington State University.
They can have it.
Is there a fruit that we'd like to have a longer shelf life, though? Bananas, right? I mean, bananas go south quickly.
Yeah, too quickly.
But is there any fruit that you need to have fresh for a year?
No, we've established that.
No.
How about grapes? I feel like the grapes should last a bit longer.
Yeah, because you get so many of them. Then.
Yes. Do you feel good about taking them out and putting them in the other bag?
What?
Okay, when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, you get the bag with the holes in it.
And it's got the bag, and it's got like huge amount of grapes in it. More grapes than you want.
Yes.
Don't you take some of those out and put them in another bag so you're not walking away with like grapes for a year?
What do you mean? You actually take some out of the bag you're about to buy?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem smart to me.
Yeah, it does, because you're...
Aren't they...
Because they weigh...
Oh, they're based on weight?
They weigh them.
Yeah, that's a smart move. That's a prudent move. That's why they're open, right?
You've never done this before?
I haven't. No, I just buy what I'm...
Dan, how about you?
I feel
you?
Like they're cheating the system
kidding,
somehow.
Right? You're asking me? I have literally never spent money on grapes in my life.
Have you ever had a grape?
Yeah, I'm sure I did when I was a kid.
I think this is one inroad we could make with you. That you would try a grape with us.
Nope. Next.
Wow.
Not happening.
Adam, do you think... I didn't sense a lot of wiggle room with Dan right
now. Nope.
No. Trying to think other things at the grocery store that have surprised you so far. You realize there's this butcher area and they have meat back there, right? You know, and you pick it out. I want our show to be listed on one of Oprah's favorite things.
Right?
There's a story in the paper today about this Minnesota business that keeps ending up on Oprah's favorite things and how things go, you know.
Seems to be helping.
Swimmingly?
Yeah.
Adam, could you make that happen?
I mean, just to even accidentally mention us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to the Chad Hartman show. I was actually listening to Bumper to Bumper. Just, you know, I mean, just mention by mistake.
Yeah.
Just what could, I mean.
I think even if she listened, and I was listening to the Chad Hartman show and it was awful, we still would get a bump.
Exactly.
Right?
How about getting Gail on the show? In all sincerity, you think we could try to get Gail?
We could try. We can absolutely try.
We had, Adam, do you remember we had Charlie Rose on early? We had Charlie Rose on the first week that Charlie Rose started on the show when they went to CBS this morning.
Didn't work out well for him.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't like hear somebody in the background who was trying to run away.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I did not. I did not hear that. I've got more. Can I just give one more before? You guys have a couple here for overrated, underrated, properly right?
I've got a few.
Okay. Adam?
Yep.
Adam's main one right now is hearing.
Yeah.
Because he's 100% right on that. I want people to chime in. Somebody's suggesting Harrelson is the best apple. Adam is responding to him. Fuji.
Twice, just to get my point across.
Double Fuji.
Fuji.
Pharmacies on the weekend that close at 6 o'clock. You're better than that. No way should pharmacies close at 6 o'clock.
Just pharmacies in general, the lines. Why does it take so long for people in line at a pharmacy? I don't get that. You go up, I'm here for my prescription. Here you go. Why do people park at the counter then for 15 minutes at
a time?
Well,
I think some of it is you call the pharmacy to maybe check and see, and you get placed on hold for about 75 minutes.
Easily.
75 minutes. And then it's not just the pharmacy, but other businesses, when, you know, they're in a business where they have to listen, right? I don't listen to you guys. I just wait until I get a chance to talk again, right?
What?
Where they don't listen, right? And I get, it's no fun, right? It's not that, okay, again, Dan Cook, birthday, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like you do it and they're like, okay, wait a second. It was Dan? But yeah, in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, no offense, we're not in Mayberry. Saturday and Sunday night, major pharmacies should not be shutting down at 6 o'clock.
That's just it. And I know, you know, the pharmacy that you usually use, not a mom-and-pop shop. I mean, it's a well-known name.
No.
I use one of the other big well-known name ones, yeah. Right? So they have this app. And so you can go on the app and you can have your prescriptions refilled. I take a blood pressure medication on a regular basis, so I needed it refilled.
Since you joined the show.
Well, it's only gone up. But I, you know, go on the app, I hit the refill, say when I'd like it to be ready, and they're going to text you and say, okay, here, you're nothing. This was on a Friday. Nothing, nothing, nothing. By the time I got to Sunday.
It's a legitimate medication.
I finally called, and I tried to get it refilled a few days ahead of time, anticipating this was going to happen. By Sunday, I call. And I get on hold for 85 minutes, you know, waiting. The pharmacist finally picks up, and I say, okay, here's my information. I put this thing in on the app. I'm waiting for confirmation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you just give me a couple hours, and I can have that ready for you?
No.
And I'm not kidding you. I got the text 10 minutes later. It was ready to go. I mean, it's just, really? Why am I even bothering with all this other technology if that gets it done?
Oprah, if you're listening, and we really would appreciate if you would, we don't agree with this text. Overrated. Oprah's opinion on retail goods. Adam,
what?
No, we do not agree. Oprah's opinion on everything is gold. We'll get to more, and we want more of your opinions on overrated, underrated, properly rated. Don't forget at the bottom of the hour, the senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, on this show. Overrated, Carter, we talk about in sports all the advancements, the debate on replays, but overrated not putting on the Ravens 49ers game to the rest of America.
Yeah, this isn't the dark ages where we're locked into, you know, seeing terrible football games. I thought that's what the flex is part.
Exactly.
We can change on the fly.
Like, we have to just see. It has to be the Bears, Lions, or Packers, because that's all we care
about. Well, we just care. We want to see. And another thing, too, and I'm guilty of this. I turned on the Packer-Giants game yesterday, and there's snow on the ground. Why are we so aroused?
I am still.
About football in the snow?
I am. I still.
I mean, you're just like, ooh, snow on the ground. Why do we care?
It's going to be one of my underrateds.
Yeah.
Snow globe effect. Yeah. I loved it.
I love it, too.
Oh, yeah.
His question is fair. Why? Because we've all seen snow 10,000 times.
There's just something about the way it looks on TV like that when they're playing a football. I mean, I don't want any part of sitting out there watching a game live in it.
I'm a tough guy. I'm willing to do that.
Oh, zero chance I want to do that. But sitting at home and watching it on TV looks brilliant.
How we measure first downs in football. We have some 67-year-old guy who's 7 yards away.
He's an attorney he's doing this so he can tell his buddies he's a ref.
And he's at a bad angle, right? And then he comes in and he guesses left foot, right foot, and it decides whether a drive continues.
We don't have that kind of technology to do an exact measurement. What are you talking about?
We can't come up with a better way to judge where a guy is down. There's got to be some way by now in 2019 than your CPA, who just flew into town, who's like 5 yards behind the play, is just guessing. And then, by the way, also guessing the 75-year-old guys who are working the chain gang, that they just guess about where it is. It's nonsense. By the way, Texer, Dan's review of all things food overrated. Get a grape, man.
No. Sorry, I'm out.
Come on.
And I agree with the texter 100%.
Yeah.
Nobody should have the eating habits that I have. I don't advocate it for anybody whatsoever. I've just accepted it as this is my life, and we're moving on.
The Amazon Christmas card with Auschwitz in the background.
Properly rated? You want to go with that? That's a bold take.
I thought underrated. Carter, how is this possible that, like, one person didn't say, you know, not really a good idea. Let's pass. High school football, outside of when my older kid stopped playing, normally doesn't do a damn thing for me. But because youngest boy still attends Wayzata High School, I ended up watching a fair amount of the Wayzata Champlin Park game. Christian Vassar, 49 carries for 285 yards. Remarkably underrated. What a performance. And then the game before, Recorey against SMB. I don't know if you guys saw any of it. When they're going back and forth, and Jalen Suggs, who's seemingly the most covered athlete we've had in high school, I don't know, since Tyus maybe. And he's out there limping on a bad, bad knee and making plays happen and still playing cornerback. And then the other kid, Jack Stiles, for Recorey, is making every bit as good plays. And they force it into they when they're in overtime, they convert on 4th and 15, and then they go for it and win the game by going for two. It was just great stuff. Adam, what do you got?
I'm going to fall on the sword here and say reversal on my Thanksgiving one.
Oh.
Now that I've had the day off and
yes.
was able to enjoy it with family and friends and good food, Thanksgiving is properly rated.
Properly rated?
I will reverse my course
okay.
on that one.
That shows you as an open-minded person,
absolutely.
And on this show, that's a rarity.
Especially
for me.
The Irishman. Slightly overrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
good, not great.
So I watched about 40 minutes. And a guy I still believe in, Marty Scorsese, is mad at me because I was watching on my phone. Because Marty now is lecturing all of us.
I'm out.
You cannot watch it on your phone.
I'm out on Marty Scorsese altogether.
Yeah, he
was bad enough when he took the shot at Marvel. Now he's saying you can't watch his stuff on the phone. Forget it. I'm not watching The Irishman.
Carter, I'm sure it's a lot better on a TV mm-hmm. and on a big screen. Did you watch it on your television screen? Did you watch it on an iPad?
Watched it on a television screen.
Television screen.
In two parts. We'll watch the first hour one night and then the rest of it the next night.
It's 3:29, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
long
0 night. To 10, you're giving it a what?
7.
Of the three biggies, because I'm not even at Pacino yet. Who's the best of the three?
Pesci.
Pesci's the best.
Still got the chops, big time.
You've always been a
still
Pesci guy.
And Al, I respect Al, but Al's just too much Al.
It's almost like there's a, it's like Al is doing Al.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And De Niro, for the great, you know, the technology they have to make them look younger, unfortunately, their bodies, there's no technology. And there's a point where De Niro is kicking a guy.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be younger, and the face looks younger, but it looks like a 75-year-old guy trying to kick somebody when they're down.
It's worth watching.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay.
A couple of quick ones because I know we're pushing the clock here.
Yep.
I got to work 5 days this week.
Yeah.
That's overrated. What's going on? How does that – I mean, I don't think I did that the entire month of November.
Yeah.
You
worked 3 days most of November.
No, I was 1 week. I worked 3 days.
I don't remember.
No, most of it was once before. 5 days is totally overrated this time of year. Three extended snow bursts over the course of the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I mean, one to give you some fine, I get it, but that was annoying as
when,
we get out.
When Duluth asked to shut down.
That was, I mean,
that was crazy.
So much better. And then one quick Twins note, properly rated infielder Adrianza, they've signed to a 1-year deal to avoid arbitration with him.
He was nice. Gibby was a great guest of this show.
Yes.
We probably had him on double figures.
No reason we can't have him on as a Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I fully expect him to bounce back. It just looks like one of those things where they needed to part ways.
Yeah, it sort of you felt that coming down the stretch of the season that maybe that was going to be the deal. Maybe he needed a change of scenery. And the team was kind of over it at this point. It's crazy that a guy with the numbers that he had last year can earn $30 million, but that's the reality of baseball these days.
Hot take, they're not getting Zach Wheeler. The money on Zach Wheeler is going to end up being $110, $120 million, and somebody's going to outbid him. So here's the thing about Gibson, about saying out, we wish you the best.
But
you, number one, have to get a guy appreciably better than him, and then you need to get a guy who's comparable to him, and they got a ways to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.